Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller is back with us. Lois is our dear friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Lois Geller Marketing. She is the author of The Bible on Direct Marketing Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. She's also the author of one of my favorite books, Customers for Keeps. And she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
Lois, one of the things that's going on out there right now for small businesses, those who have survived the last 18 to 24 months, is even if they've survived, they still may be frustrated about the marketplace that they find themselves in, because it's not like the one we had 2 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it's altogether different now.
The direction of the marketplace, the velocity of the marketplace, the influences, the clutter, the noise, the processes that customers are taking are using to make business decisions, those are different than they were than all the things that we'd come to know and love prior to 2008, aren't they?
Everything has changed because the clients are everywhere, and everything that we used to do to get new business at my agency, which was basically to get in on a pitch, you know, and get ready for it and do some spec copy and some creative, that's all changed. Because we don't even get asked into those things anymore.
Hmm.
We have to kind of scramble to get personal invitations by clients to come and talk to them.
Right.
And the way we do that is we give them things first.
So in the old days, you would throw out an idea and get them interested in your idea, then they'd meet you.
Yeah,
now you're saying they have to kind of meet you, and then they allow you to give them their idea. Is that what you're saying?
The way it worked when we were on Madison Avenue was that if IBM or Alterion or one of the large companies wanted a new agency, we were invited in.
Right.
And we would do a presentation that would usually be about 2 or 3 hours long, and we would tell them what we think we could do for their business. And then they would decide, they would bring it down to 3 agencies, and then the 1 agency was chosen. And now we don't even get invited into those large pitches anymore.
Are they still having those meetings?
You know, I don't believe they really are. I was talking to a friend of mine.
And folks, listen, Lois, hold on a second. Folks, please don't get sidetracked because you don't have an ad agency. The things that Lois is telling you about, these things are happening. I don't care what industry you're in. And if you're honest with yourself, and if you think about it for a minute, you'll say, oh, that's happening in my industry, except it looks like this. So don't please just think of what Lois is telling you as an idea, not don't get hung up on the industry. Go ahead, Lois.
That's also true. You know, a friend of mine was recently let go from a major corporation. She had a really high-level job, and even the executive search process that she went through has changed completely, too.
Hmm.
So everything has changed from the way we used to do things. And now what we have to do is just focus on our business and how we're going to get business and not really expect to go through the normal process. And what we do is 3-3-3. We have a success program that we do where you do three things that we think can help bring in new business prospects in 3 days. We do 3 things every day that we think might bring it in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 things that we can do to bring it in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly working a process and a plan. And the PR, so in 3 days we might do a PR thing. And the PR thing might be that we get a press release out on something that we're doing that's new or a new website we're launching.
Mm-hmm.
And we also answer, do you ever answer Harrow?
No.
Harrow is a wonderful service. It's not a service. It's they get an email every day, and it's help a reporter out. And if you get on the, if you go up to their website, harrow.com, they have all the categories that reporters need to,
right.
to use for stories, whether it's a business.
I must be on that. I must be on that list without knowing it because I get calls like that anyway.
Every day I do too. You know, would you like to be interviewed as the, you know, the marketing agency that did that? You know,
right.
or would you like to give some marketing ideas and be in Fortune magazine this month or this or whatever? And so we get the Harrow things, and we try to answer at least one of them every week so that we're in some kind of print.
Right.
You know, we do that. And then we constantly send out new business letters. And the new business letters used to be all about...
And let me stop you for a second.
Yep.
Folks, in the old days, being answering that question that just said, and by the way, you can as a small business owner, you could find a question to answer in this area, and they might be looking, they might rather have you than me or Lois to answer that question. But the thing is that it's not just about being in that publication, because once your name is out there online, it gets indexed by the search engines. And that puts your company and your name a little higher up in the overall global visibility, the global market, the visibility of the global marketplace. So there are a lot of tangential benefits to doing this, something like that.
Exactly. I was interviewed for an article about social media recently, and then I got a call for a really great speech out in California.
Yeah.
So one thing leads to another,
right.
And all these things work. I think that what we feel like we're doing when we have our Monday morning meetings is that we're doing 10 times the amount of things we used to do to get about a third of the business we used to get.
The constant refrain I hear from people these days, I'm working twice as hard for half as much results.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what we do, too, is I have a blog, Joy of Direct Marketing blog, and I try to post on that blog at least, you know, twice a week.
Joyofdirectmarketing.com?
Yes, joyofdirectmarketing.com.
So check it out, folks.
And I post on there. And mostly the reason to have a blog is to have people read your kind of your voice and what you could probably provide for them.
Right.
And it's not necessarily to give away the store.
Right.
On what you do, but it is to say, gee, you know, she makes a lot of sense. I bet she could help my real estate business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Lois. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lois Giller is our guest. Her book is called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. Stay with us 20 after the hour.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.